From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There has been a development in China's most serious political scandal in decades. The wife of a disgraced politician has been charged with the murder of a British businessman. It's all a part of the story of the downfall of the populist leader Bo Xilai and his family. And as NPR's Louisa Lim reports, the charge comes at a sensitive time for the Chinese leadership.
Bo Guolai and Zhang Xiaojun have been charged with intentional homicide.
Murder most horrid. That's the charge announced on Chinese state TV against the wife of a disgraced politician caught up in a lurid scandal. Along with an aide, she's been indicted for poisoning a British businessman, Neil Hayward, with whom she had business links. Today's announcement gives a motive. It says she was worried about threats to her son's safety from Hayward. The timing is no coincidence, according to Cheng Li from the Brookings Institution.
This announcement occurred one day before the opening ceremony of the Olympics. Now, this certainly can reduce the coverage on the international front, particularly Neil Hayward was a Britishman. So the London Olympics certainly will distract the international attention.
Other nations are involved in China's scandal too. There's a French witness, Patrick de Villers, a former business associate of Gu's. Then there was the time spent in the U.S. consulate by Bo Xilai's former police chief, bearing evidence, possibly, of the murder. No date has yet been given for the trial. The verdict is hardly in doubt. As today's report put it, the evidence is irrefutable and substantial. Kerry Brown, a China analyst at Chatham House think tank, says it hardly matters.
The relationship between public opinion and what the elite do is pretty loose. And in a way, you know, the party can still write its own script about these things.
Some see other signs in today's announcement. Journalist Hanping Zhao, who's based in Chongqing, notes one telling omission. There's no mention at all of the disgraced politician Bo Xilai, who had been Communist Party Secretary of Chongqing.
From the fact that his name wasn't mentioned, you can conclude they had nothing to do with this murder. I expect this will be dealt with internally by the party. I don't think he'll face criminal charges.
Others are less convinced, saying it's too early to tell. Bo Xilai was last seen in public in March at the National Legislature, angrily accusing people of smearing his reputation. The scandal has been destabilizing for China's leadership, coming just ahead of a once-in-a-decade power transition this fall. But Kerry Brown says, publicly at least, they're presenting a unified front.
There's not been any very visible disunity. They may be absolutely at each other's throats, but because of this poor spall. But, you know, publicly it's all been pretty, you know, united. So in that sense, it's taken a big stress test.
This could be a case of China's leaders pulling together at a time of internal crisis, rather than a true alignment of views. But facing an uncomfortably public murder trial, and with Bo's fate still to be announced, more stress tests lie ahead for China's leaders. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.